some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good morning, everybody. It is that time of the month. We are having our first, I know it's the 12th of September, but it's our first Monday that we can actually have Dr. Annie on the show, because last week was, of course, Labor Day, and we usually have Dr. Annie on the first Monday of the month, and that was the first Monday, and it's a holiday, and I didn't do a show. So today we have Dr. Annie Ulrich back on the show. She's going to be taking your calls. And if you're in the Blog Talk chat room, we will be taking your questions there. I need your name and your complete birthday. That means month, day, and year, and then your question. And we'll be asking Dr. Annie that in just a couple of moments. Here's the roadmap for the week. We're going to have a show on Wednesday morning with Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston. We're going to be doing a double duty twofer with these popular guests starting at 8 a.m. for a 90-minute show. On Thursday, we have Rated LGBT Radio at 7 p.m., and I think Rob has a special guest lined up, so you'll have to tune in to hear that. That's, again, 7 p.m. on Thursday. And Friday, on the Friday morning dance party, it's the morning show. This is just how it's going these days. We have Melinda Hale in hour number one. It's a twofer on Friday. It's very, very exciting. Melinda Hale in hour number one, and then Project Grand Slam's Robert Miller, no relation, Robert Miller with Project Grand Slam will be our guest for hour two. So we're going to have two spectacular guests on the two-hour show starting at 8 a.m. on Friday the 16th. I'm so excited for you to be here. And if you are calling into the show today, So sometimes I wonder if my microphone or my headset is working, because I don't hear anything back. But I know my microphone's working, because we're going to be taking Nicole's call first. And then I've talked to Dr. Annie for about 2 seconds before the show started. I have a ton of you that have called in today that I'm trying to pre-screen to get your question, or not your question, but to get your name and your birthday, so we can have you ready to go when we bring Dr. Annie on. But you're all on mute, which is so polite of you. I thank you very, very much. Here's the deal, though. When you call into the show, you're automatically placed on mute from my end. So the only thing I need you to do is, you know, make your phone line open, so that way we can get your call screened and get you ready to go. So when I bring Dr. Annie on, like we always do, we're going to hear from her and hear her September energy update. And while she's providing that, I'm going to go back to some of the callers and see if I can get you to take your phone off of mute. And I'll get your name and your birthday, so be ready for that. Then we're going to come back and take Nicole's call, and we'll just see what's going to happen the rest of the hour. It's live radio, folks. I will tell you that if you are listening today and would like to schedule a private reading with Dr. Annie, all you have to do is click on her link for her website and fill out your information, and she'll get back in touch with you, and you can schedule that. Mention the Rated G Radio special, and you'll get a discounted rate. You'll see her ad going through the program here. You know, you have the little, if you're watching from your computer, it sounds silly to say you're watching the radio show, but you'll see some of the advertisers that we have that are on the program. And of course, I always encourage you to sponsor or buy any of the products that are on there. There's even free stuff like watching some TV programs from different guests who have been on the show in the past. But you'll see Dr. Annie's phone number, her email, which is tleaves@yahoo.com. That's important, because today you're going to be getting a free gift if you email her, and that's her life energy cycle chart. I will ask Dr. Annie to talk about that about halfway through the show. So there's lots of different ways to connect, lots of different ways to be interactive here, and it's really cool to have you be here today. So without further ado, as we always like to say, welcome Dr. Annie to Rated G Radio. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning, and how are you? That's the question.
I'm crazy today. It's just been a whirlwind week or two, but I'm so glad that you're here, because I always look forward to it.
Well, that's great. I look forward to it, of course, always. It's just it's a very hectic time right now, too. So it's not surprising that everybody is, like, on fast forward and really enjoying, hopefully, the next couple of months, because it's it's crazy time. And here in the States, of course, we have our election coming up, so that just makes it all the more crazy. And it's important to stay, I think if there's only one word that I could say about this month, it would be balance. So,
oh, wow. Great word.
Yeah. We're all in real in need of it in big ways and in little ways too. So I'll get to that, but why don't I just go ahead and give you an idea of what's going on? Just vibrationally, this month, every year, the ninth month is really a pivotal time. It's a very strong energy that comes in with the ninth month. And usually during that time, there are a lot of what I would call endings and beginnings, because we are ending a cycle of time and energy, which is the summer months have come to an end. And we are beginning the fall harvest months. So for the next 3 months, September, October, and November, we are in a harvest time. So what we are being given is the opportunity to really look at what we have harvested, because this full moon on the 16th of September is the full harvest moon. So what that brings up for everybody in some form, you may not be aware of exactly what's going on, but you are asked to look at what your harvest is. And by that, we just mean, what have you harvested this year? In other words, it could be a new job, a new career, a new relationship. Anything that you have completed is also very, very important. So take a look at what you have completed this year so far. It could be a move to a different city or to a different apartment or to a different home. It could be a project, completing a project that you've been working on all year. And in some cases, it might even be completion of a project of a lifetime or a desired outcome of something that you have put a lot of time and energy into, as it could be just the 9 months that you have. It's delivery time, folks. So here you are 9 months later in this year of 2016, and you're delivering, which is great. And so take a look and see what that is. Not only are we in the ninth month here, we are in globally a 9 year. So when you have a 9 year and you're in the ninth month, it's what I call a double whammy. So it's just the intensity can get really, really high. So just be aware of that, and just breathe, breathe your way through it. Drink lots of water, because it's time for that. There's a lot of wonderful, wonderful energy, actually. So the ninth month is also a time when you want to kind of look and assess what it is that you've been doing. And there may be an opportunity that comes to you, or there may be a desire within you to, start something new, like a new class, learn something new, put yourself in a learning position. September traditionally here in the States have been all about school and education and enlightenment and high aspirations. These are all qualities of the number nine. And so what is it that you are aspiring to? And to really be encouraged to go for it, really put yourself out there and get involved, not only in your own life in terms of learning something new or going to the next level in whatever it is that you're doing, but also as a community member, you are a member of your community, whatever that is for you. And it is a very strong political number. So it's not surprising that we have in September, of course, Labor Day, as I'm sure you're all aware of, is the time when we are in an election year when things really start to heat up. And that's because the number 9 is all about politics and community and service, putting yourself in service to others. It's about being involved in your community in some way, or a charity, or whatever you put your heart and soul into, push it forward, because this is the year, not only the year being a 9, but also this is the month to do that. So it's a really, really good time. This is an unusual month in that we have 2 new moons. One on the 1st, we had a new moon, which is the beginning of projects or putting the seeds out there in mind. Seed thoughts is what I call them. And we also have another new moon on the 30th. So we have got beginning energy at the beginning of the month and the end of the month, and that's very unusual, so that's really terrific. Right in the middle of it, of course, is not only the full moon, but also the autumnal equinox. The autumnal equinox falls on the 22nd. And what that is balance. It's balance. The autumnal equinox is equal day, equal night. So it is the scales of justice that take that visual and just balance out things in your life. Work and play. Just really take a look at that. And how are you balancing things out? And so it's a pivotal time, as I said. Mercury has been retrograde since last month. It goes direct on the 21st, 22nd. So that's great because things that have been on hold or things that just haven't kind of had any momentum behind it, all of a sudden it's like the universe comes in and takes you off the hold button, and things start to speed up. And so that's good. That's great. It gives you more energy also. And with this, you know, the fall months of the year are, the weather's cooler, and it's nice. It's very, very nice. You have more energy. I do. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I love spring, and I love fall. And so it's really a good time for you to get moving. Whereas in the summer months, all we want to do is lie on the beach and have a nice vacation for 3 months. Wouldn't that be terrific? Anyway, I think that gives you an overview of what to expect this merry month of September. So with that, I think we can start with our
all of our callers.
All of our callers, yeah.
Okay, so again, a reminder, people, if you've called in, like Nicole has done, we're going to take her call first. You have to press number 1 on your keypad. Number 1, that tells me you want to ask a question or talk to Dr. Annie. But then I'm going to come on the phone while Dr. Annie's talking to Nicole, and I'm going to pre-screen your call. That means I'm going to ask for your name and your birthday. You must take your phone off of mute so I can hear you. Otherwise, we just think you're listening to the show. So for everybody who is listening in right now, thank you. And get ready, because I'm going to come pre-screen your call. Otherwise, we're going to talk to Nicole for 45 minutes. And I know that all of you want to ask questions. So with that, Nicole, welcome to the show. You are live with Dr.
Hi.
Amy. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yes. Hi. Thank you for having me. Yes. I was wondering, can I ask a medium or a psychic question today?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. My question is, I am about to go on vacation on the 24th to Florida. I'm a little nervous about it. I was wondering what you guys see. And plus, my husband lives down there, and I'm hoping he'll come back with me. Do you guys see him coming back with me?
Okay, let me take a look at that. Yes, I do. I think that you're in the harvest time of the year, as I talked about before, mm-hmm. which means that all of the hopes and dreams and desires that you've had over the mm-hmm. last year are mm-hmm. going to come to fruition. So it is, you've got a lot of nice energy for negotiations, for getting your needs met, for,
yes.
you know, balance. And so yes. really speaking your truth and mm-hmm. doing it lovingly is the key.
Okay.
So just remember that. It's always stay in the I. And by that, I mean when you are speaking with your husband, you stay mm-hmm. in the I feel or I think
okay.
or whatever.
Okay.
It's important for you to do that because that way you can actually balance things out. But there is definitely cause for celebration all around you.
Sure.
And so with that comes in cause for celebration. And usually it has to do with relationships, and relationships are very important to you. So
yes.
I think that you're in a very good vibration to to do that, to go and to actually come to agreement and balance in your relationship.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks, Nicole.
Bye.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
So we're going to be talking to Wendy, Joy, and then we're going to take a question from Annette in the Blog Talk chat room. So, Annette, thank you for asking your question. Wendy, born July 6th, 1951. Wendy, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. Dr. Ann, I'd like to know what you see for employment for me. I'm hoping to get a job real soon, something that will last me several years.
How long have you, excuse me, how long have you been looking?
I've been looking for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this year for you, and you're in the, you know, the a pivotal time in the year, which is the ninth month, you are in a career vibration. So, it is, it, you know, when you have this energy that's working for you, the of work and career, it's all about focus, discipline, dedication, and really focusing your energy. So whatever it is that you are focusing on and working towards, I feel that you will be very, very successful at. So I would say that in the next 3 months, which, you know, we're looking at, here we are, September, October, November, I think you're definitely going to find what you've been looking for. And so employment is very, very strong around you. It's also a time for you to speak up and speak out and let people know what you think. There's a need for you to take a stand. So instead of trying to conform to what they need, you need to concentrate on what you need and to go from that point in your interviews, in your, you know, whatever it is that you are looking for out there, applying for, do what you want to do, not necessarily something that you have always done. So be open and receptive to actually putting yourself in a learning position if that comes up or that opportunity comes up for you, because I think it'd be really, really good. The reason I think it's so good is because whatever it is that you start in the next 3 months, you're going to be doing it more than likely for about a 7-year period.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And I'm into numerology, and I had a 90-minute interview on 9/9 in this 9-year at 3 p.m. I know he's going to offer me a job, but honestly, I don't see me accepting it, even though I desperately need it, because he was very type A, and I don't want to be around that kind of energy. And it makes me feel bad because I really need it, but I know I'm going to get an offer probably this Friday, and I hate to turn it down. What do you think?
How much contact would you have with that person?
Actually, I met him for the first time this past Friday, and it was a 90-minute interview, the longest interview
right.
of my life.
Well, but what I'm asking is that, are you going to be working directly under him?
Yes. He would be the main manager, and it's a smaller environment than I'm accustomed to.
Uh-huh.
So it's not that I'd be working right next to him, but definitely there would be interaction to some extent, maybe daily or at least weekly. And for some reason, I just am deterred because of his energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you that one thing that I'm getting really, really strong is that the person who interviews you is not necessarily the person they are, if that makes any sense. But it's like you are, what you're feeling right now is that you are between a rock and a hard place. And so it's hard to not take that position.
Right.
However, I say what I would encourage you to do is to really clear in your own mind exactly what it is that you want to experience during your employment, and then just be guided by your intuition, all right?
Okay.
Your intuitive nature knows what is good for you and what is going to work and what isn't. And when we don't listen to that is when we end up in situations and jobs and careers that we just don't have any affinity towards.
Right. And
so don't take a job just because it's there.
Right. I thought about it, and if I take the job, it's 9 to 5, so there's no way I could go to another interview. So if I were to take the job, then if they want to give me a part-time, then I may consider it, because then I could still go to interviews.
Right, right. That's very true. So then, what I kept getting, too, is that you need to speak up, okay? You need to speak up and tell them what you want rather than constantly being at the effect of the other.
Very true. And
mm-hmm.
miraculously, I finally got a call from a recruiter from HealthNet last night, and she really, really wanted to get me in. She's impressed with my background. But because of transportation, I can't get to the job site early enough. It would start ridiculously early, around 4 a.m. And if it
mm-hmm.
started at the early, maybe 7, then that would work. But she told me that she's going to hang on to my resume and that she's very impressed and that she will contact me when other positions become available. And her personality is I don't think she's given to have that kind of reaction usually, but so I'm going to continue looking, and I actually applied online for a couple of positions at TRICARE call center for the military health insurance. Mm-hmm. So some things seem to be opening up for me, and I hope I'm working very soon.
Well, Wendy, it sounds like you've
you
got
will.
Some great things going.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
You're doing the right thing, so keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
All right.
Trust your intuition, and you'll be
fine.
Thanks, Wendy. Have
a
great day. Keep us posted. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you about that big, fat paycheck new job that's coming your way.
The one that's going to last me 12 years. Okay, thank you.
There you go. Thanks, Wendy. You take care. Okay, and we're almost at the halfway point of the show. In just a couple of minutes after we hear from Joy, we're going to be taking Annette's call out of the chat room. And we've got a bunch more people who've called in and pressed one. Good for you. I'm going to come and pre-screen your call in just a second. So be ready with your name and your birthday. After we take Joy's call and Annette's call from the chat room, I'm going to ask Dr. Annie about her free giveaway this month for the Life Energy Cycle Chart. If you haven't gotten yours, why haven't you gotten it yet? Because it will help you with your life. I'm in cycle 7 right now, so I'm very excited about that. We can talk about that in just a second. And, of course, if you would like to schedule a private reading with Dr. Annie, she's available for telephone, Skype, or in-person readings, and that's always the best. If you're in Southern California, you need to go out and visit with her. And you can click on the link saying visit Dr. Annie's website by clicking here, fill out your information, and she'll get back in touch and schedule a private reading with you with the special Rated G Radio special rate. So you have to make sure to mention that to get the deal. And our next call is Joy, born August 24th, 1980. Joy, welcome to the show, and you are live with Dr. Hello. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
My question is, there was a guy that I was seeing, and it has ended months ago, but I was wondering if he would come back around and if I would get closure.
Ah, closure. Yeah, that's always good to have, yes. You know, this year, I think that you have, it's more about balance and looking at your partnerships. How do you partner with people? So that's what you are, you know, hopefully looking at. I see closure for you coming in next year, not this year. So, you know, it's a really interesting time for you because as you're looking at the way you relate to people in your life, both personally and professionally, then what happens is that you start to release what is no longer needed. And that's important for you to do. It's like when you try to look at why this particular relationship ended, you were not getting your needs met. And so that is always, of course, the case when a relationship disbands and the energy dissipates from it. So, but this year for you, actually, in the next couple of months, there are new partnerships that are coming in. And so embrace the new and don't get stuck on the old. It will resolve itself. And you're, you know, right now, I think that you're still in the leftover residual energy emotionally from that relationship. When the new year comes in, there's a lot of clarity that comes in, and you understand it more and be at peace with it. And also, there is one of the things that I remember a teacher many, many years ago stressing to me and all of us who were in her class, that you have to let something go in order to get it back. And one of the things that we all get stuck on is the form. In other words, I want a loving relationship and it has to be this guy. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way it works. So it's, you have released it, and you're still in that process, I think, of in the releasing process. If it is, if it's meant to be, it'll come back around. If it isn't, it won't. But something else will. And so there are definitely partnerships. I see two more partnerships coming in for you. So between now, I would say between now, September, and March of 2017, you're going to be in demand. And so embrace that. It's like, yes, say yes to the universe, whatever is being offered, because it's good. So open, it's all about opening yourself up. It's being open and receptive to what else is there for me here. And you'll be really happy that you did that. So, yeah, balance is the key for you.
I definitely look forward to the future then.
Good, good. Because it'll be worth it. Yes.
That's it.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got Annette asking a love question, Dr. Annie. Annette's birthday is April 2nd, 1964. She has a friendship with Alan, born February 9th. We don't know the year. And Annette wants to know if she sees her friendship with Alan blossoming into true love.
Oh, dear. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. Wow. Whoa. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, because she's in, Annette, you are in a relationship year. So when a person is in a relationship year, it's a six. So she's in a numerical 6 year. And the six is all about relationships, love, happiness, harmony, romance with a capital R, and really connecting with somebody on a very deep, not only spiritual level, but a personal level. So here you are, and you've got this friend who is really special. Now, he is in a 2 year, and the 2 year is all about partnering and partnerships. So they are in a position where that relationship can and has all the potential of growth. So it's not surprising that Annette is feeling the way that she's feeling. So what I would encourage you to do is to be open with one another and talk about your feelings. You're both in this feeling mode. And so it's time to just really enjoy what you have and build on that. And even to the point where you're talking about it, because that way it has a chance to actually bloom and blossom. And if the potential isn't there, then you'll know it, but the friendship will survive. So it's a very tricky but workable situation. So it's, you know, it's she's in a really good place for romance. So that's really interesting. It's interesting. So the potential is definitely there for a deeper loving relationship, and in a romantic sense too.
Annette,
so
sounds
I hope
like
that
we're,
answers the question.
Yeah, we need to see like pictures or, you know, something later on from your big, you know, romantic getaway. So Annette,
yeah,
thank you for your call. Now with that, everybody, I want to make sure that we talk about Dr. Annie's life energy cycle chart. I've used
Yay.
It for the last, what is it, about 2 years now. And when she first, you know, and I'm going to be one of these people, I need to tell you, I am the biggest skeptic in the world for all things until it's proven otherwise. And when mm-hmm. I first met with Dr. Annie, she says, I've got this great thing. You're going to, you know, you're going to like it. And I'm like, you know, whatever. And I went and met with her and she shares her life energy cycle chart with me. And then, you know, she starts going through the seven different cycles and what happens in each of the cycles. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that happened this time. And this is what happened during that cycle. And it was like dead on. And so I take it home and I read it. And then I start making little notes along the way throughout the course of the year. And I go back and check. And it is just really, really, I mean, you could say eerie, but it's not eerie. It's just cool. But it will really kind of outline the different stages of the course of your year for you. So, Dr. Annie, what is this in more detail, and why should everybody listening today email you for a free copy of this?
Well, it is the Life Energy Cycle Chart is a tool. It's a tool for you out there to really get a clear view of what you're feeling, what you are questioning, what you all of the things that come up for in a year's time for you to take a look at where you are just energetically and vibrationally. It's based on cyclical law. And what that means is that most of us are very aware of a seven-year cycle, which is, you know, everyone talks about it. So if you look at your own life, you can see how that applies. Birth to seven, there's a lot of growth going on there, right? Physical growth. Then 7 to 14, that's another really shifting and growing time. And then every 7 years, you go through definite changes and shifts in your life and how you're living it. And it's a wonderful way to look at it's taking your temperature. How am I doing and what am I doing at this particular point in time? So every 7 years you go through this cycle of change. And it's pretty intense because when you look at yourself between 21 and 28 and then from 28 to 35, there's a lot going on and a lot of shifts and a lot of changes and lots of opportunities that come up for you. So with that, you go through seven cycles of time and energy within 1 year, starting on your birthday. Now, your birthday is the beginning of your personal new year. January is the global year, of course. But each one of us has a birthday, and on that birthday, that's our personal new year. That's the beginning for us. So every 52 days, you go through a shift in energy. So every one of us goes through seven cycles of time within 1 year. And each cycle of time has its own attributes, both positive and negative. And if you are, you know, looking at your chart, you get a pretty good take on what the next 52 days are going to hold for you and what kind of energy is available to you to help you make decisions. It'll tell you when is the best time to go on vacation, when is the best time to deal with relationships, when's the best time to have surgery, when is the best time to, you know, when are you feeling lucky, when is your lucky time, and all of that is spelled out in the Life Energy Cycle Chart. So it's a very useful tool, and I highly recommend it. It's something that I've been using for over 30 years, and it's very accurate. One of the things this is an example of how accurate it is, because I have this wonderful relationship with my husband of like 46 years, and he is in his seventh cycle, as Garrett is. Well, in the seventh cycle, the most commonly things that you hear are, I'm feeling a little down, a little melancholy, you know, a little, I'm looking at the past. I'm reminiscing, looking at old love letters, all of those kinds of things, you know, that come up for a person. And it's like right before your birthday. So what's going on is that your energy is ebbing. And so you're wrapping things up. And so it's not surprising when you look at the way things have been. For instance, I went downstairs. I was working up here in my office yesterday. I went downstairs, and my husband is sitting there with an album of photographs that his parents left to him. And he's going through all of these old pictures and reminiscing. And I thought, wow, that's perfect. He's doing exactly what his energy is telling him to do. And it was really quite wonderful to see that actually manifest in that way. So I can highly recommend this chart, and I am more than happy to send it to you. So please do ask for it. It'll help you to make decisions, and you'll feel like you are actually working with time, with energy, with the universe, rather than constantly coming up against that brick wall. And if you are coming up against that brick wall, it'll tell you why, and then you can do something about it. So there you go.
There you go. Everybody, it's available to you free. Just email Dr. Annie at tleaves@yahoo.com and you say, how do I spell that? You cut and paste the email address that's right here on the show page. We'll make it that easy for you. Or you can just visit Dr. Annie's website, and we have a link on the show page for that. Fill out your information. Say, I need that life energy cycle chart you were talking about. And she'll email it out to you free of charge just for sending her a note. How cool is that? We've got two more callers for the show today. Laura, born December 2nd, 1974. And then that will be followed by Dee Dee, born May 27th, 1965. We call it telegraphing. I'm telling Dr. Annie ahead of time so she can, you know, kind of get the vibe going before I bring them on. And Laura, born December 2nd, 1974. Welcome to the show. You're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm good. Well, I am trying to find a job, and I'm caught in between a couple of different areas, and I've had a couple of interviews, and I have some potential resumes in as well, and I'm just wondering what you pick up on that.
How long have you been are you out of work right now?
Well, I just have a part-time little nothing job.
Okay. What I thought. Well, it's this year for you is about freedom. And what I mean by that is that you have been very busy freeing yourself up from anything that has holding you back or tying you down or fencing you in. It's like, okay, I'm out of here. And so it's good because that way you are opening yourself up for what is new. You you don't want to stagnate. You don't want to go back into the same old positions that you've had in the past. And so being open and receptive to the new is what's really being asked for here. Also, you're in a time where you are, it's a lot of really good energy around you for travel and traveling. So if you get the opportunity to do that, take advantage of it. I think that by the end of the year that you will definitely have something. In fact, I think that you're more than likely going to have something new by the end of this month, which is not too far off. We're already 12 days into it. So I think that's really important for you to remember that you are you looking at starting a whole new career?
So I used to work for the federal government for many, many years, and now I'm looking at the nonprofit world, which is what my degree is in. But honestly, this airline interview just popped up, and I don't know where that's going to take me. I'm not sure if that's a deal
great.
Or not.
That's a great thing, because you're under the travel energy. I mean, it's really strong around you, so it's not surprising that opportunity came up for you. So I would follow it and see how that works for you. I think you'd be really, really happy in that. So it's time, it's time to leave what you have been doing and go into another direction. I think that's what you're being shown. So, it's all about being open and receptive to what the universe is offering you. So if that's coming up, you're under that travel vibration. So I would say go for it, definitely.
And you're right on. I'm very wanting to get up and do new things and to break out of my old stuff. A lot of stuff has been holding me back for sure. So
the thing
I worry about is with the airlines, I'll be away from my family a lot. And I have a 12-year-old, and so that's a little bit scary for me. But the company, Southwest, is supposed to be a really, really great company. So
It is. It's good. It's a good one. So, I think you'll be very happy, and I think that you can work around whatever issues that you are concerned about. I think it'll work really well for you.
Yeah.
So I will definitely hold that in thought and send you really good vibes that's great, travel, adventure, pioneering spirit, doing something different, actually getting out there in the world in a whole different way, a new way, and that's really good. I think that's what you need.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good.
Okay.
So,
well, guys,
Laura, we want to be on your family's flight benefits when you get picked up, so we want free flights everywhere.
Me too.
Okay. Seriously, if you get hired by Southwest, you are totally going to love it. I have several friends and associates that I know that work for the airline, and they are just, just over the moon about how fantastic it
is.
It's a lot of work,
one.
But you're going to love it. Yeah.
It's the
You'll
best one,
it.
You know. Absolutely.
Do it.
Well, gosh, thank you so much. God bless, and thank you so much for what you do for people. Honestly, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks, Laura, for your call.
Have a great day. Right. Be awesome.
Yes, you too. All right.
There we go. Thanks, Laura. And our last call of the day is going to be Dee Dee, again, born May 27th, 1965. Dee Dee, you are live with Dr. Annie. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Annie. I have a quick question. I recently had to kick my daughter out of our home, which was very painful for me. She is now living with a gentleman that my husband and I are still trying to work through our issues with the choices that she's made. Do you see this situation getting any better? I mean, do you think that it'll end up in a positive light, or have we lost our daughter forever?
No, you never lose your daughter forever.
Okay.
So you need to know that and just be really, I think what you've done is actually released what, of course, was no longer working for you, and that is a really, really good thing. And you were able to do it at a time where that's part of your energy right now, is to release what is no longer working for you in every way. So with that, I will tell you that in the year ahead, in January of 2017, you go into a healing time. So the healing of your relationships on all levels is activated. And with that comes healing between people, relationships, and with your daughter. there's a healing going on. It will start more and it will get stronger in the new year. So any upset or rifts or real conflict that you've experienced in this year, which is has been one of chaos with relationships, you're going into next year with the healing energy around you. So even though you feel that you have been, you know, completely separated from your daughter, I would say through the as you go through the year that things will start to gradually move to a point maybe in March and in June where you are there's a lot more ease in it. So, you know, just hold that thought. And what you can do is to just surround her in love and light. And know that she is, and this is hard for parents to do, she is living out her own life and her own path. And what we see as being a really big mistake to them, they don't know that until they have gone through it. So, and you know that. So,
okay.
You know, all you can do is just hold her in the light. That's a way that I would say it. Just hold her in that light. Surround her with pink light because pink is the color of love and balance and purity. And so it's really, really, you know, it's good. So just, if you can, I know it's hard. Just relax a little bit with it and let it work itself out.
Okay.
Because
I can do that.
The minute that you go into all the emotions that you've had about it, it's that cancels out any kind of communication, right?
Okay.
So just open. Be more open to what the universe is trying to teach your daughter. That's a good way of looking at it too, you know?
Okay, that's a great way.
You'll always be there regardless.
Yes, I'll always be here, not going anywhere.
Right. And she knows that. Even though she's not acting much, she does.
she's not, that's for sure. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
Your help. Okay.
Thanks,
Dee Dee.
Good luck and hang in there. Bye bye.
Bye.
Well, Dr. Annie, that was kind of a fun show. We had some good callers.
Yeah.
Today.
It was great. I loved it. Of course, I always do.
Yeah. Is there anybody who's listening out there in Radio Land and you'd like to get your own private reading with Dr. Annie? There's a link right there on the show page. It says visit Dr. Annie's website by clicking here. All you have to do is click that, and you'll be directed to her site in a new little window. You fill out your information, and she'll contact you for the Rated G Radio Dr. Annie special, and you can schedule a time over the telephone, just like calling into the show or on Skype or even better yet, in person. I highly recommend it if you're in Southern California to take advantage of that. And go and have a cup of tea. The experience is so much fun. And Dr. Annie is just, of course, just like she is here on the radio, she's absolutely awesome. You will enjoy your time immensely, and you'll walk away with a new insight on your life. With that, everybody, we will see you live with Dr. Annie next month, the first Monday of October. And don't forget to tune in Wednesday morning with Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston. They'll be joining us. If you've got a question, you can call in. Or you can also Facebook your question in, but we like it when you call in, too. We will see you live. And as always, Dr. Annie, it's a pleasure having you here. And I will call you in just a minute. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay.
Don't drive distracted. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.